Chapter 35. Encampment of German emigrants carrying their goods in carts, who had made a rousing fire which they were just quitting, stopped there to refresh. And very pleasant the fire was, for, hot though it had been yesterday, it was quite cold today, and the wind blew keenly. Looming in the distance, as we rode along, was another of the ancient Indian burial places, called the Monk's Mound, in memory of a body of fanatics of the Order of La Trappe, who founded a desolate convent there, many years ago, when there were no settlers within 1,000 miles, and were all swept off by the pernicious climate. In which lamentable fatality, few rational people will suppose, perhaps, that society experienced any very severe deprivation. The track of today had the same features as the track of yesterday. There was the swamp, the bush, and the perpetual chorus of frogs, the rank unseemly growth, the unwholesome steaming earth. Here and there, and frequently too, we encountered a solitary broken down wagon, full of some new settler's goods. It was a pitiful sight to see one of these vehicles deep in the mire, the axle tree broken, the wheel lying idly by its side, the man gone miles away, to look for assistance, the woman seated among their wandering household gods with a baby at her breast, a picture of forlorn, dejected patience. The team of oxen crouching down mournfully in the mud, and breathing forth such clouds of vapor from their mouths and nostrils, that all the damp mist and fog around seemed to have come direct from them. In due time we mustered once again before the merchant tailors, and having done so, crossed over to the city in the ferry boat. Passing, on the way, a spot called Bloody Island, the dueling ground of St. Louis, and so designated in honor of the last fatal combat fought there, which was with pistols, breast to breast. Both combatants fell dead upon the ground, and possibly some rational people may think of them, as of the gloomy madmen on the Monk's Mound, that they were no great loss to the community. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.